Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote in San Patricio County? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And now, real quick, I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. And for each one, please tell me whether you have heard that person, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them. And if you never
I'm
heard of them, just let me know.
Yeah, I'm blind. You could just say about
yeah,
loud.
Well, right. I mean, I'm just going to read to you. And if you recognize the name, how about the Nueces County Green Ammonia? Have you heard of them?
No.
No? Okay. And how about the Oxy Energy Corporation? Have you heard of them?
No.
As an industry? No. And the Enbridge?
No.
Have you heard of Enbridge?
No.
No. How about the Port of Corpus Christi? Do you have an opinion about them? Positive or negative?
Positive.
But very positive or somewhat positive?
No, very positive.
Okay, strong positive. Now, how about the Flint Hills Resources? Have you heard of that organization?
No.
Okay. And how about the Project Jaren? Have you heard of them?
No.
Okay. And Valero? Yes or no? Okay. Have you heard of them? You have an opinion?
Valero? Oh, yeah.
So, positive or negative on Valero?
Positive.
A strong positive or somewhat positive?
A good positive.
Okay. But I need to record either or so we can move on. Somewhat positive or a strong positive? How should I record your answer? Somewhat positive or strong positive?
Dick?
So we can move on.
Oh, you're going to get it. I thought he said Trump. He said negative for Trump.
Okay, no. How about Jarrah? Have you heard that, Jarrah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a positive, a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative,
positive.
Or strong negative? Huh?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Believe me. Now, sir, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonium plant located at the southern edge of Engelstein? Yes or no?
Yes.
Will you support that? Favor that strongly? Or favor that construction or that strongly? Okay. Thank you. Now moving on. Can you please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed to the construction of ammonia plant at the south part, the Lincoln side? Now here's the first one. The proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Now, hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility?
Favor.
Favor somewhat or strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Okay. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Jarrah, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, the storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Same question. Will you favor or oppose? The construction after hearing that. Favor, strongly? Now, Aparna and their proposed ammonia plan, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Now, after hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plan?
Not favor.
Favor? Favor strongly?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. Strongly, okay. Now, Enbridge and Jarrah will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with the local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Now, strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed? Strongly favor, okay. No, sir. Yes. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Jarrah and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant after hearing that information?
No, I favor.
Favor strongly or somewhat?
Probably.
Strongly. Okay. Now, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund hosts of other county services. Same question. Same options. Strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, sir, the blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Now, favor, oppose?
Favor, strongly favor.
Okay. Now, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of a construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Same question, same options.
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Now, the ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for the energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants. Same question, same options.
Strongly favor.
Okay. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Now, will you favor or oppose after hearing that information?
I will probably oppose.
Oppose on what or strongly oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Oh, strongly opposed. Okay. Now, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Same questions, same options. Favor or opposed after hearing that?
Strongly
favor?
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally in favor. Okay, now, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly into a ship's dock right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents, and then it is shipped. Now, after hearing that information, will that make you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility?
Probably favor.
Okay. Now, Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and made available to the public. Same questions, same options.
Strongly favor.
Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents. Strong polls or favor after hearing that information?
No, I favor. Strong favor.
Favor? Strong. Okay. Now, plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond to unlikely event that there is an incident, at the proposed facility. After hearing that information, sir, same question, same options. Favor or oppose?
Strongly
favor. Okay, now we're almost done. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequester it, and then transport it via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Same questions, same options.
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. And consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found on everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant, aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stains removers. Same questions, same options.
Yeah, strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Now, opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' life. Now, after hearing that information, sir, same question, same option. Favor or oppose?
Strongly favor.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located at the southern edge of the Ingleside? Favor strongly?
Yes,
okay. And on your own words, just one or two things, sir. Can you please tell me why would you favor the proposed ammonia plant? One or two things on your own words, please.
Well, it'll be more jobs for the community, more in the community, they will benefit. I've been in the military for many years, and I know that ammonia can be helped if properly taken care of.
Okay, so you say jobs and more income to the community, right?
Yes, sir.
Income to the community, and that is safe because when it's properly handled. Okay. Can I record that as your answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And thank you for serving our country, sir. Okay, now moving on. Okay, now, sir, just a few more questions that make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Haitian, or some other race?
Yes, Spanish.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir. Can I record that as a Latino? Would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And do you own or rent your place of residence?
I own.
Own, okay. And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? A self-employed, an own business, professional such as law or medicine, government, education, white-collar management, farming, fishing, energy, chemical?
I'm retired military, 26 years.
So it should be a government, right? Okay.
Yes.
And do you have an X account? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an Instagram account? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook account? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, Facebook, okay. And do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week? Yes or no?
All the time.
Okay. Should I record that as a yes? Now, do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis? Yes or no?
I'm blind, so I can't do that.
And I know you told me, but I'm required to read verbatim. Okay. And do you read, but you got the other type. Now, do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis? That would be a no also, okay. And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you, full or part-time? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me this conclusive survey. And again, thank you for serving our country. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yep.